Blog Talk Radio.
Exciting edition of Blog Talk Radio, Mark and Bob in the National New York Dish for yours truly, Dennis Shipman. I was thrilled that we had such a mild winter, 49 degrees and sunny here in Brooklyn, New York. And, hope you had a good weekend. I had a quiet one. I was hoping to see my child, but technician that I've been using is quite slow, so don't quite know what happened with that. On the news front, Bernie Sanders and Biden seems they have gotten a renewed lease on life. Was a blowout in South Carolina. So we're going to see exactly what happens now. Buttigieg dropped out, by the way. I'm waiting for Klobuchar to drop out. Since Steyer dropped out, you know, Klobuchar can get out of there. We can get her out of there. Then we could focus on, you know, because you still have four viable candidates now. You have Bloomberg with his money. You have Bernie Sanders, who seems to have the populist win at his back. And you have Elizabeth Warren, who is fending for a lot of the same constituents who like Bernie Sanders. So she's in a tough position unless Sanders implodes, and at this particular time and space, it doesn't look like she's going to implode, or he's going to implode. So it's down to getting Klobuchar out, since Steyer and Buttigieg dropped out. It'd be basically Biden. You know, well, it depends on, I don't know that Biden has a way forward. It depends on what he does. Tomorrow, if he doesn't show place, definitely he's not going to win. But if he doesn't show a place, I think that's going to sound the death knell for his candidacy. So right now, currently, you have Biden, Bloomberg, Sanders, Warren, and Klobuchar. That's still too many candidates. And, conventional wisdom suggests that if Sanders wins, that we're going to lose not only the presidency, but possibly the House. If it reverts back to Republican control, we're going to be in a world of hurt, especially if we lost the presidential election, because they can just ram through whatever they want, and trust me, they will. You have seen how Mitch McConnell has run the Senate quite like his own private fiefdom. So just imagine them having unfettered, unrestrained access to all the levers of power in this country. Because the Supreme Court is 5-4 conservative, which tilts towards them. And then, you have the House, which is solidly right now in Democratic hands. But I believe with this push to the left, and I'm not adverse to it per se, and if it pushes us out of contention, I don't think that's helping us at all. agenda. So, that's where we are with that. Basically, didn't watch a lot of sport. I think I'm, you know, glanced at some basketball, collegiate basketball, but that's not something I would ordinarily spend a great deal of time on. You know, I was looking at the trade policy and NAFTA, the new revised version that Trump signed. It doesn't basically change anything materially. It just puts his name where Obama's name used to be. So that's, you know, seems to be quite obviously his goal is to erase Obama's legacy. And he succeeded in slashing a lot of Obama-era programs and executive orders, but, you know, on the major one, he will not be successful, man. I mean, you know, by the time, you know, Social Security got burned in, you know, public psyche round, you know, 38, 39, you know, maybe 40, you know, people had already come to depend on it. And it's going to be the same thing with the Affordable Care Act. It's not perfect. It was because it was an amalgam of what he actually wanted, which was a single-payer system. But nobody was going to go for that because it sounds too much like communism, socialism, you know, or a combination of the two. But, you know, that so far that has been left standing. However, there are cases pending, I believe, on appellate level, and one that's on the Supreme Court docket, I believe. So I don't quite know if they ruled on that. If so, that decision will be coming out. Sometime in the summer, I believe, is when the October term, September term, whatever they call it, full term, whenever they put out the actual decisions. So that's where we're at with that, basically. I don't know what's going to happen in September 2020 because, you know, a certain segment of this country, you know, a certain segment of people in the world that think like this, have planned to do whatever they can possibly do to re-elect this bungling fool to the presidency. And, I mean, the trade policy should have been enough. All these guys that supported his, you know, these farmers, you know, there's no problem with giving them billions and billions and billions of dollars of taxpayer money, you know. But you want to give somebody, you know, who might be experiencing food insecurity, SNAP, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, you know, commonly known as food stamps. You want to cut that. And Medicare, which is for, you know, dependent children, basically, you know. Medicaid, I mean, foster children, stuff like that, you know, adoptees, you know, sometime they're able to access those resources as a child, you know, once they age out at 18, then, you know, they're on their own, basically. So that's where we are in terms of the economy, which is going to tank if this coronavirus gets any worse, and so far we've seen a second case. This was just as of yesterday. I haven't followed up on the news. I got a late start this morning for whatever reason. Two cases in California. One death up there in Washington State. They have a little cluster that they were able to see. So this is what they as community transmission because they don't know the origin or the vector of the infection. So this is, you know, it's already wreaking havoc on the markets. You know, you don't hear Trump taking responsibility for that. You know, hey, the market is down, you know, thousands of points, you know, so. And, you know, they suggest, by they, I mean, you know, the experts, the real experts, not listen to these numbskulls, you know. In the Trump administration, they're telling it like it is, you know, even though they've been muzzled, you know, but they're saying it's gonna be bad. You know, we don't know how bad it is, but with a mortality rate of 10 to 20 times that of the common cold or flu, influenza, as the mope says, the moron, you know, persons that are vulnerable, you know, the elderly, people with chronic health conditions, man, they're going to be in a world of hurt. Because this thing is it's extremely fast acting, you know, which is why there were some conspiracy theories going around suggesting that it was man-made. I mean, these things pop up. AIDS is man-made, HIV or whatever, you know. And listen, I'm you know, I'm a skeptic also, but, you know, you have to reserve your incredulity with the situation that you know, like the current situation where the guy gets on national television, international, and denies that epidemic that has become a pandemic is anything more than a hoax. And then you have the anchors on these, even the liberal ones, you know, like CNN, you know, Jake Tapper, an example, falling all over himself to apologize for the Trump. Well, you know, he didn't mean that when he said hoax. He meant, since when in are you his... elocution teacher and come on television to defend him? You're supposed to be independent, unbiased journalist. Or if you have a bias, you know, you're on CNN, just like we had that other nut that was on CNN for all those years and was a rabid conservative. We finally got him off. He's on Fox now. What's his name? Older guy in his 70s, 80s. I don't know how old he is. He's got to be closer to 80 than he is to 70. So the economy is going to fall, and that doesn't, you know, that's not something that Trump is looking forward to. Not at all. Because once the economy falls, that was his only saving grace. There is nothing else he can point to. His foreign policy, military blunders have all been disastrous for this country, you know, and now we're on the brink of, and this is what I was saying, you know, they were joking, tongue-in-cheek, you know, the fourth estate, you know, a lot of people, well, let's hope that there is never a crisis, but, you know, crises are inevitable in any large, you know, country, but this is a worldwide event. This isn't even something that, is native to the United States, you know. Ostensibly, it started in China, you know, and now has migrated all over the world. So, I think this is what fuels his. His dishonesty. It's the fact that he wants to protect whatever legacy he believes he has. You know, or not even legacy, he wants to, you know, protect his image, I guess, you know, for lack of better words. Let's take a break. You're tuned into Market Pulpit International, New York Dish with Dennis 10:45 a.m. 49 degrees and sunny here in Brooklyn, New York, and just going to take a very short break. We'll be back on the other side and finish talking about what happens if this economy continues to tank. This has been known over 200 years that, you know, the way to manage microbes, bacteria, viruses, that sort of thing, is to simply keep your hands clean. That's it. You know, if you touch or keep alcohol, you don't have to become excessive, but, basic, precaution, hygiene, suggests that, you wash your hands and, especially before you, start rubbing them on your face and stuff like this. I had a guy the other day, man, got annoyed with me. I don't know if he's the manager of the place or not. At the register, and he's scratching his head and, doing all sorts of things. I mean, really. Anyway, long story short, because I've seen the guy. I haven't seen him I didn't see him on that particular day do it. But I have seen him behind the counter. This is a Royal Farm, so, they have a little food area set up where they make sandwiches and, they dispense, their fried chicken, they have back there, potatoes, sort of thing. So, he got quite annoyed, though, about the fact that, he was doing stuff that was unhygienic. And this is why I'm very careful about where I eat. And I've known illusion in my long life, that I haven't ingested something that I would not have. But, I try if at all possible. Cy Ming, the chef from Boston, engineer turned chef, Chinese-American, he said something that's very interesting. I never thought about it. He said, forget about all that. Just eat a biotic, which, like yogurt, which has, so-called good bacteria. And I was at a place the other day, and they had yogurt, but for some reason people have gotten on this thing where they think everything that's high fat is not good for you. It depends on your body. So, at any rate, the point I'm trying to make is that, you go into the supermarket now and everything is low fat, so I couldn't find any full fat yogurt because that's what I was going to do. I was just going to say, listen, I keep plenty of alcohol and alcohol wipes and that sort of thing, in my home, car, truck, whatever. And the only thing I have to worry about is ingesting something, so what I'm going to do is ensure that, I have yogurt, which is a biotic, in here. But, it's not only for, bacteria or bad bacteria. I don't know if it does anything against viruses, but I guess the placebo effect alone will, aid in that respect. So that's where we're at with that. I want to say one thing. I don't want the economy to tank simply to hurt Trump, because that would hurt too many other people. But, they're pulling out the stops to get this guy reelected. And I think, he will continue to be a disaster for this country if we sit back and allow it to happen. So I think that we need to, exercise our franchise. And that's it, basically. All right, so we're getting ready to wrap up. I have a ton of stuff that I need to get to today, but like like I was saying at the onset of the show, you know, I do this, you know, the truck needs an annual tune-up. So, I've been putting it off, you know, putting it off, because I know, one, this guy is extremely slow. So, I took a chance, and I, you know, one thing messed me up. I needed spark plug wires, and I wanted to order some Chinese that were supposed to be 10.1 millimeter. You know, for better, I like all the new bells, whistles, and toys and stuff like this. So I always try to go after the highest end, you know, components I can buy. So they came in late. Everything else was here by Wednesday. So I called the guy up because he lives about 18 miles from me. You know, this is the country, after all, where the house is, you know. We're, you know, obviously Brooklyn base, but where my house is in the country. So at any rate, long story short, you know, he got it Thursday, and claimed that he broke something off the intake manifold, and we're trying to walk through that, and he has a couple other things that he left undone because he only got to it on Saturday, you know, so I had to leave it. Wasn't able to see my son this weekend, but, you know, I told him, take your time, and, you know, we'll just go from there, because I don't want him to seem rushed and then, you know, think that he's going to charge me a ton of money, you know, for a mistake of his own making the second time he's broken something, you know, that cost me money, you know, in terms of having to pay. So, we're going to talk about it more coming week, and I hope you have a good and blessed weekend. We're going to have a blessed week, and hopefully the guy, 1600 man, doesn't get us enmeshed in some sort of, you know, major conflict on top of what we're already going to. God bless.